Appendix C. Responsibilities. Deployment operations occur through the efforts of numerous agencies and individuals, and the following paragraphs outline their roles and responsibilities. United States Transportation Command. U.S. TRANSCOM is a functional combatant command responsible for providing and managing strategic common user airlift, sealift, and terminal services worldwide. As the distribution process owner, U.S. TRANSCOM integrates and synchronizes strategic and theater deployment execution and distribution operations within each GCC's area of responsibility. The command ensures deployment and redeployment requirements are met using both military and commercial transportation assets. U.S. TRANSCOM's transportation component commands are SDDC as the Army Component Command, MSC as the Navy Component Command, and AMC as the United States Air Force Component Command. Air Mobility Command. AMC is the United States Air Force Component Command of U.S. TRANSCOM and serves as the SPM for air mobility. AMC aircraft provide the capability to deploy Army forces anywhere in the world and help sustain them in a conflict. AMC performs SPM functions necessary to support the strategic flow of deploying forces equipment and supplies from the APO to the theater. AMC provides military and chartered civilian airlift aircraft for transporting passengers and cargo, and also provides aircraft for aerial refueling operations. AMC also administers the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program, in which the DoD contracts for the services of specific aircraft owned by a United States entity or citizen during national emergencies and defense-oriented situations when expanded civil augmentation of military airlift activity is required. Military Sealift Command. MSC is the Navy Component Command of U.S. TRANSCOM. The mission of MSC is to provide ocean transportation of equipment, fuels, supplies, and ammunition to sustain United States forces worldwide during peacetime and in war, if operational requirements dictate. MSC provides sealift with a fleet of government-owned and chartered United States-flagged ships. MSC executes voluntary intermodal sealift agreement contracts for chartered vessels. Sealift ships principally move unit equipment from the United States to joint operations areas anywhere in the world. In addition to sealift ships, MSC operates a fleet of pre-positioned ships strategically placed around the world and loaded with equipment and supplies to the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and DLA operations. These ships remain at sea, ready to move to a joint operations area at a moment's notice. Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command. SDDC is an operational level Army force designated by the Secretary of the Army as the ASCC of U.S. TRANSCOM and a major subordinate command of USAMC. SDDC is responsible for providing global deployment and distribution planning, operations, and systems capabilities, and for facilitating global traffic management support to all joint, multinational, and interagency elements. The SDDC provides DoD deployment and distribution management services for freight, unit, and personal property movements worldwide, provides worldwide coordination from origin to destination surface traffic management support. This includes coordinating surface and multimodal transportation contracted functions for all DoD and other United States government entities as authorized and designated multinational and interagency elements, freight, and unit movements, and providing worldwide management services for DoD personal property. Plans and executes oversight of command acquisitions for transportation services to support combatant command requirements for enduring and contingency operations and infrastructure. Coordinates with appropriate acquisition authorities and is the sole DoD negotiator worldwide with commercial service providers on rates and other matters incidental to transportation and storage services of the personal property of all DoD personnel. Manages and arranges for the operation of common user ocean terminals in CONUS and operates or arranges for the operation of OCONUS ocean terminals under agreements with appropriate commanders and civil authorities. Coordinates with the MSC to book freight on commercial vessels in accordance with contractual agreements and provides appropriate support to movements occurring on government ships. Coordinates with combatant commanders to perform water terminal clearance authority functions. Develops, operates, and maintains an integrated transportation information system to support the transportation mission and provides traffic management information and data for DoD components. as DoD's Global Container Manager, provides operational management of defense intermodal common user containers and oversees and operates a worldwide DoD surface container management system. Controls, manages, and maintains the Defense Freight Railway Interchange Fleet. Performs business intelligence functions to facilitate studies and analyses of transportation requirements, capabilities, organizations, operations, planning, effectiveness, and economies, and recommends improvements for DoD implementation. Participates in the planning cycle for overseas deployment, training exercises, and command post exercises directed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and recommends corrective actions when military or commercial transportation assets or procedures cannot support mission accomplishment. Establishes standards and facilitates and validates training of regular Army and RC Strategic Mobility Forces to ensure capable and ready forces to meet MSDDC missions and OPLAN support. Coordinates with DoD components to maintain joint service publications governing the installation, shipping, and receiving capabilities. The Transportation Surface Brigade is an active component SDDC TDA headquarters responsible for command and staff oversight of assigned water terminals. Transportation Surface Brigades perform staff functions and management in support of subordinate transportation units. The Transportation Battalion is an active component SDDC TDA unit under the command of the Transportation Surface Brigade. It is designed to conduct surface deployment, distribution, and water terminal port operations directly supporting Army units in assigned areas of responsibility. The Transportation Battalion plans, establishes, and conducts port operations, including cargo reception, staging, load planning, vessel load, and vessel discharge operations. Commands terminal management teams engaged in managing contract operations at an ESPO or ESPOD. Transitions from command and staff oversight of Army Table of Organization and Equipment, TO&E terminal operating units, to managing contract capabilities at SPODs or APODs. Provides a port common operational picture. Serves as a SPM of a strategic seaport. Supports port opening operations. The Deployment Support Command is an Army Reserve's TDA headquarters, with the mission to command and provide staff oversight of SDDC assigned or attached Army Reserves units, and provide standardized training and readiness oversight to all Army units engaged in water terminal, deployment and distribution support, container management, and movement control operations. The Deployment Support Command is under the operational control of SDDC and administrative control of the 377th TSC. The Transportation Surface Brigade is an active component of Army Reserve's TDA headquarters that commands, controls, and technically supervises units engaged in terminal operations, terminal supervision and management operations, and other mobility support operations, such as assigned or attached SDDC Transportation Battalions, Deployment and Distribution Support Battalions, DDSBNs, Transportation Terminal Battalions. The DDSBN is a United States Army Reserve TDA headquarters designed to command, control, and technically supervise terminal companies and detachments operating at seaports. Each battalion has three DDSTs and two terminal management teams integral to it. The DDSBN commands and controls DDSTs, which provide technical deployment-related support to deploying units worldwide and container management in theater. Commands and controls terminal management teams engaged in supervising operations in an ESPO or ESPOD. Commands and controls other transportation units, terminal operations elements, automated cargo documentation detachments, or seaport operations companies performing terminal operations in an ESPO or ESPOD as necessary. Attaching an expeditionary terminal operating element increases the terminal management capability of a DDSBN. The addition of the automated cargo documentation team capability increases the DDSBN's berth capability. The exact number of teams in any given DDSBN will depend on routine, daily operations in CONUS or OCONUS, as well as theater wartime requirements. When deploying to new port areas, they may be supplemented with teams from other active battalions and backfilled by Army Reserves battalions. The DDST assists units with deployment planning and with staging and preparing unit equipment and personnel for worldwide movement by surface or air. When deployed to a theater of operations, the DDST will manage, control, and maintain ITV of containers moving in theater. DDSTs can be attached to Army Reserves DDSBNs or Active Transportation Battalions. The DDST provides the DDSBN with integral modular capability to meet deployment support mission requirements and can provide deployment assistance to the Brigade Mobility Officer, or ITO, and the Air and Seaport Operating Units. Assist units with movement to designated PO or POD. Provide deployment support from fort to port through movement planning, preparation, and communication. Ensure accuracy of documentation associated with deploying equipment. Provide liaison between the port and installation to minimize the frustrated cargo and equipment at the port. Ensure the conduct of safe operations, rail load / line haul through effective management and control. Provide technical guidance and assistance to the unit in preparing, maintaining, and executing movement plans, UMD, and related documentation including BBPCT. Inspect equipment to ensure that vehicles are correctly identified, cargo is properly loaded on the vehicles, and no equipment is missing that would impair the loading operations at the port. Provide HAZMAT-qualified personnel to assist unit HAZMAT certifiers in preparation of hazardous cargo documentation. Coordinate with United States Coast Guard Container Inspection and Training Assistance Team to conduct training and inspect containers and HAZMAT cargo at installations for OCONUS deployments, and the Redeployment Assistance Inspection Detachment Team for United States Coast Guard mission support within theater. Provide daily situation reports and ITV updates. Provide personnel to monitor and report on container movements in theater. SDDCTEA is a subordinate command of SDDC. Its mission is to improve the global deployability and sustainment of the military services by providing the DoD with transportation engineering, policy guidance, research, and analytical expertise to support the national military strategy. The SDDCTEA homepage is listed in the references section. Nationally, SDDCTEA directs the Highways for National Defense and the Railroads for National Defense programs to coordinate DoD's highway and rail needs with civil transportation programs. It administers other modal programs for national defense and assesses DoD intermodal facility needs to identify and maintain the defense essential transportation infrastructure. SDDCTEA is capable of supporting various unit deployment actions, to include publishing guidebooks for deployment planning and for preparing equipment for transport on various modes of shipment. These guidebooks are downloaded or ordered in hard copy at SDDCTEA's website, listed in the references. In support of ForceCom, SDDCTEA is responsible for collecting, maintaining, and updating the data within the Department of Army Equipment Characteristics Database. This database is specifically oriented to unit movement transportability and deployability considerations. It contains dimensional, weight, cube, and airlift certification information for TOD end items and most major end items in the SB-700-20. Staff command and field organizations use the data for standard reference in developing and reporting movement requirements. The data supports Army and Joint Strategic Deployment Planning, forming the basis for characteristics within the Army portion of the JOPES Type Unit Characteristics File Reference. SDDCTEA makes data from the Department of Army Equipment Characteristics Database available through its online publication in a PDF format of the TB 55-46-1 on the Army publication website. The Joint Equipment Characteristics Database is also available online. Users can download the equipment data file from the online Joint Equipment Characteristics Database to their computer desktop in an Excel format. As the Army's transportability agent, SDDCTEA manages the Army portion of the DoD Engineering for Transportability Program to ensure the safe and efficient movement of equipment items and military units by existing or planned transportation assets. Defense Logistics Agency. As America's Combat Logistics Support Agency, DLA provides the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, other federal agencies, and combined and allied forces with the full spectrum of logistics, acquisition, and technical services. The agency sources and provides nearly 100% of the consumable items America's military forces need to operate, from food, fuel, and energy, to uniforms, medical supplies, and construction and barrier equipment. DLA also supplies more than 84% of the military's spare parts. In addition, the agency manages the reuse of military equipment, provides catalogs and other logistics information products, and offers document automation and production services. The DLA headquarters is located at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. As a global enterprise, wherever the United States has a military presence, DLA is likely there as well. DLA assistance to deploying units. Much assistance with deployment planning can be found in training and guidebooks developed by DLA, which are available online. Of particular importance to deploying units is the DLA Deployment Toolbook, an electronic guide providing customer area-specific assistance to deploying or deployed units in obtaining critical supplies and equipment needed to plan and execute missions. The Deployment Toolbook will offer a variety of information to customers. National stock number level of detail for critical supplies across multiple commodities and equipment that are managed by DLA. This will directly assist in requirements determination, advanced planning, and in execution and resupply to identify what is needed to accomplish the mission. Contact information for DLA liaison officers at the combatant commands and customer support representatives at the service major subordinate commands. Descriptions of the DLA regional commands and their contact information and point of contact information for DLA commodity managers and prime vendors. Information regarding the Industrial Base Extension Program, where deploying units can find commercial vendors in countries by the GCC area of responsibility. Access to the global DLA Energy Into Plane contract listing. Coverage of a variety of supply classes. Class 1, subsistence. Class 2, individual equipment. Class 3, petroleum, oils, and lubricants, to include the global DLA Energy Into Plane contract data. Class 4, construction. Class 6, personal demand items. Class 8, medical materiel, including medical peculiar repair parts. Contact information for Class 9, repair parts. DLA has a website called DoD eMall for electronic mail. See references section for the website address. Joint Logistics Operations Center contact information. DLA Support Teams Program. Defense Logistics Agency websites for deployment assistance. DLA has numerous websites to assist deploying units, which are listed in the references section at the end of this publication. These websites contain a wealth of information that the reader should review. United States Army Forces Command. FORSCOM is an Army command designated by the Secretary of the Army as the Army's service force provider for conventional Army forces in the United States, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. As such, it will execute the functions, duties, and responsibilities of a service force provider as required by the Secretary of Defense. As the Army service force provider, the commander of FORSCOM has tasking authority over the designated Army conventional forces. Specific to the service force provider mission, the Secretary of the Army delegates to the commander of FORSCOM training and readiness oversight over RC conventional forces in the CONUS, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, which are not assigned to a combatant command. FORSCOM trains, mobilizes, deploys, sustains, transforms, and reconstitutes assigned conventional operating forces. United States Army Materiel Command. USAMC is designated by the Secretary of the Army as an Army command to manage the Army's logistics mobilization and contingency capability and capacity. It maintains and stores a prescribed level of war reserve stocks. USAMC equips and sustains Army forces worldwide. Accordingly, those elements of USAMC responsible to execute Army command roles and function are not included in those forces assigned by the Secretary of the Army to the combatant commands. USAMC, through its subordinate Army Contracting Command, plans and executes contingency contracting operations at the strategic and operational level. USAMC manages and executes the Army's Logistics Civilian Augmentation Program. Army Sustainment Command. Army Sustainment Command, ASC, is responsible for a wide range of logistics missions in support of combat operations, ongoing Army training cycles, and worldwide humanitarian and disaster relief efforts. ASC provides sustainment-level logistics by synchronizing acquisition, logistics, and technology support from the strategic through the operational to the tactical level. ASC serves as USAMC's single face to the field and facilitates reachback across USAMC to enhance mission support. As the CONUS TSC, the command provides materiel management capabilities. ASC has brigades in CONUS and OCONUS, with more than 60 battalions and logistical support elements dispersed around the globe. ASC maintains, accounts for, and manages APS consisting of humanitarian mission stocks and combat equipment and supplies at land and sea-based positions strategically located around the globe. The Army Medical Logistics Command is the Class 8 Lifecycle Management Command. Army Field Support Brigade. The Army Field Support Brigade, AFSB, is a specialized, adaptable, and deployable USAMC unit assigned to the ASC. The AFSB serves as the primary USAMC interface to Army forces and is USAMC's key bridge between the generating force and the operational force. The AFSB leads USAMC national-level provider support and is a key coordinator of related acquisition, logistics, and technology actions on the battlefield. AFSB commanders will execute deployment, equipment issue, equipment turn-in, and redeployment operations on APS sites. Logistics Readiness Center. The functions and responsibilities of installation LRCs are under the control of ASC. This unifies the Army's TDA and contracted field-level maintenance and supply capabilities under a single command, thus aligning installation logistics support with USAMC's core competencies. The ITO is subordinate to the LRC. As an integral part of the ASC, the ITO at CONUS installations provides deployment guidance, assists units with the OEL and UDL, processes convoy clearances and special hauling permits, verifies strategic lift requirements and assists in designating loading sites and times, assists in identifying and obtaining BBPCT materials, containers, and pallets, coordinates MHE, ensures unit equipment is properly marked, supports unit movement at railheads and airfields, coordinates airlift requests, reviews and approves deployment plans annually, provides ITV support to deploying units, conducts, whenever possible, annual movement planning and execution workshops for active Army UMOs. The ADAG is an ad hoc organization provided by the supporting installation. It is designed to assist AMC and the deploying unit in receiving, processing, and loading personnel and equipment. Its composition is mission-dependent, but cargo transfer companies are best suited for the role. In CONUS, the ADAG is a shared responsibility between the LRC, ITO, and FORCECOM units. See Appendix G for more information about the ADAG. Army Contracting Command. The Army Contracting Command is a major subordinate command within the USAMC that provides external, systems, and theater support contracting, execution, coordination, and administration through its subordinate mission and installation contracting command contracting centers and contracting support brigades, CSBs. For detailed information on Army Contracting Command, see ATP 4-71. Contracting Support Brigade. CSBs are modified TO&D units that serve as the Army's primary theater support contracting HQs. The CSB commander and designated staff members also serve as the primary contracting support advisors to their aligned, supported HQs. CSBs, through contracting authority, execute contracting actions in support of Army forces in all combatant commander-directed operations. They also coordinate other common contracting actions as directed by the supported Army force commander. CSBs are aligned with specific regionally focused theater armies, the Field Army, and Army Corps HQs as designated. When deployed, the CSB normally has a direct support relationship with the Army Force Commander in the operational area and executes its contracting mission under the contracting authority and technical direction of the ACC. CSBs execute command and contracting authority over a number of contracting battalions, as determined during the mission planning process. See ATP 4-71 for additional information. Contracting Battalions. Like the CSBs, the primary mission of the contracting battalions is planning, command, and contracting authority. The contracting battalion headquarters personnel do not normally write, award, or directly administer contracts. Their organic contracting detachments are responsible for the mission of writing, awarding, and administering contracts. Contracting battalions, in accordance with the Theater Annex W, apportion forward contracting elements from their organic detachments to supported units based upon met TCI. Contracting battalions are normally placed under the direct command of the deploying CSB. In small-scale operations, they may deploy separately from the CSB headquarters as a regional contracting center to perform high-dollar, complex contracts, intra-theater reachback, and other service and attached contracting elements performing as regional contracting offices per MET TCI. See ATP 4-71 for additional information. Installation Management Command. MCOM is a major subordinate command of USAMC and is responsible for managing Army installations in support of readiness and mission execution, including deployment. At a United States installation, commanders have specific support responsibilities for movement planning and execution. In overseas commands, support groups have similar deployment support responsibilities. Installations provide a variety of support to deploying units. MCOM provides facilities and space for pre-deployment activities to include marshaling yards, hangars, maintenance facilities, and ADAG structures as appropriate. This includes organizing, staffing, and operating emergency operation centers. MCOM support may also include, but is not limited to, installation force protection, PSA augmentation, SRP, family support activities, and cargo marshaling, staging, and inspection areas. Through garrison commanders, MCOM develops and publishes installation-level deployment support plans. Note, refer to Appendix D for the responsibilities of the UMO. Refer to Appendix E for the responsibilities of the mobility officer.